Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations. But Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order had directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
That is U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly speaking at the Munich Security Conference. The first executive order from President Trump dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. New order could come as early as Tuesday. President Trump, that is, spoke to a large campaign-style rally in the state of Florida and spoke about keeping America safe through immigration reform. He also took issue with news reports the White House staff is disorganized, inefficient, and overly contentious. He said this was the result of false reporting.
We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe. We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices.
Today, Mr. Trump will be interviewing potential national security advisors. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a new large-scale military operation today to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult. This is VOA News. A senior foreign ministry official in Moscow is saying Russia considers the second round of Syria peace talks that were held in Kazakhstan a success. Russia and Iran, which back the Syrian government, and Turkey, which backs some rebels opposed to it, organized the talks. More talks on Syria are expected to take place later this week in Geneva. Omar Abdulrahman, the so-called blind sheikh who was convicted of plotting attacks in the United States in the 1990s, has died in a U.S. prison. He was 78. Abdulrahman was leader of one of Egypt's most feared militant groups before fleeing to the U.S. He once spoke through an interpreter about his support of the United States.
He said, I condemn any act that will hurt the national security or the security of America or the Americans.
Circle of his followers were convicted in 1993 of a truck bombing at New York's World Trade Center that killed six people. That was 8 years before Al-Qaeda suicide plane hijackers brought the towers down. The United Nations top human rights official is urging Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi to use her moral authority to ease the plight of the country's Rohingya Muslim community. Lisa Schlein is following the story from the United Nations in Geneva.
Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has come under mounting criticism from the international community for her failure to speak out on behalf of the Rohingya, a persecuted Muslim minority in Myanmar's Rakhine State. But there are signs this may be changing. Ravina Shamdasani, a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, tells VOA the High Commissioner spoke personally to Aung San Suu Kyi on the phone earlier this month. This was after the release of an investigative report that documents alleged atrocities committed by Myanmar's military against the Rohingya.
She was quite shocked and that there will be accountability. It may be too soon to say whether this will be the ultimate breakthrough for the Rohingya in Myanmar, but we believe it is heading in that direction.
Myanmar has ended its military operation in Rakhine State. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A government spokesman in Seoul today made the remark following Malaysian police statement on the case from earlier in the day. Four people have been arrested, including two women, a boyfriend of one of them, and a North Korean man. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And, of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.